United Nations arms inspectors in Iraq visited seven more sites Saturday in their search for banned weapons of mass destruction. A team including senior expert Dmitry Perikos scoured the state-run company for food testing outside the capital Baghdad on Saturday, as well as trucks and trailers parked on company grounds. During a three-hour search, inspectors took samples for more testing from the vehicles. The Reuters news agency reports that one company employee said the vehicles were mobile laboratories for checking food imports. Inspectors also visited Baghdad University, two other state-run companies, and a college outside the capital. A team revisited a munitions facility where nearly a dozen empty warheads capable of delivering chemical weapons were discovered Thursday, Reuters reported. Iraqi officials claim the warheads are too old to be usable and had simply been forgotten about. Washington has called the find troubling and serious. The UN's chief inspector, Hans Blix, and Mohamed El-Baradei of the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency are due to arrive in Iraq on Sunday for brief talks in an effort to urge more cooperation from Iraq and seek verification about the empty warheads. The weapons inspections are now in their eighth week, and the inspectors are to submit an initial report of their findings to the UN Security Council on January 27. Tatiana Anderson for VOA News, Cairo.